So let me see what else going on in the Q&A here. I appreciate you guys coming on for short notice. This is kind of an experiment with Zoom. You know, I really wanted to do this polling feature. So what should we poll? It looks like we've got 95 people tuned in right now. What should we ask them? Because there's this polling feature on Zoom. I'm just kind of dying to test it out. So I'm trying to test all the bells and whistles of Zoom here. So if anything pops into your mind, let me know. So
is Biden still alive, or is he like Weekend at Bernie's right now?
Well, he's definitely probably twice dead, but I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Undead. He's an undead.
Does he know that he's alive? That's another question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
What about this? Man. When it comes to the Antichrist, I'm interested what you guys think if he's going to be like an American president, or if he's going to kind of like be really major on the scene, or just kind of come out of nowhere. And like the Bible talks about him being like of the seventh, you know, and then
he's definitely not going to be, he's definitely not going to be an American president. I think most, it's going to be happening on the other side of the world, in my opinion.
You know, why do you think that?
Well, because I see Babylon.
How's he of the seventh then? If you believe Babylon's USA.
The seventh kingdom isn't the USA. The seventh kingdom is the whole new world order, you know, as far as like the whole global government. It's more like the whole world system, not just the US. The US is a component of that. But I think that the whole, because remember the 10 kings, you know, they will hate the whore, which I say that the whore specifically is, in that instance, is probably the United States. The 10 kings, they hate the whore and make her desolate and naked and eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their heart to fulfill his will and to agree and to give their kingdom unto the beast until, you know, things should be fulfilled. So basically, like, the 10 kings hate the whore and deliver their kingdom to the beast. So it wouldn't make sense if they're hating the U.S. and then delivering the kingdom to the U.S. president. You know what I mean?
But I've thought about it this way, though, because I agree with you that that's weird. But what if it's kind of like a Manchurian candidate, like a Biden, in the sense that Biden's kind of bought and paid for? Let's just say hypothetically that Biden is, you know, being bought and paid for by China, right? Like China is, you know, kind of, these 10 kings essentially have bought and paid for the American president. And so the president is not really loyal to America, and they're going to allow him to conquer. Cause he's, the Bible talks about at least, you know, someone going forth to conquering and to conquer. And so America is just going to basically invade these 10 kings and kind of take them over. He ends up wiping out three of them, because obviously the Antichrist has to have someone to fight, you know, by my estimation.
But here's the thing, though, okay, is that keep in mind the Antichrist, you know, is going to convince the world that he's basically Jesus, that he's basically the second coming of Christ.
Right.
So is a U.S. president isn't going to be able to be like, I'm Jesus. I'm, you know, nobody's going to believe that. No matter who it is, like, it's going to be somebody who's like a Jewish person. And as far as who's the Antichrist fighting, my personal belief is that the end time is going to be kicked off by a war, like a world war, because, you know, the second seal is peace taken from the earth, and it's the world at war. And I think most likely, if this happens anytime soon, my theory would be that it would, and this is just my theory, but it would be a World War III would be fought between like Zionism and its allies versus Islam and Islam's allies, you know, because there's 1.6 billion Muslims. And then you've got Zionism, which is, you know, basically like the West. And then you've got Islam teamed up with the East in a sense. And you could have like World War III like that. I mean, that's what I think. And that the Zionist side is going to win. And that's going to be the Antichrist side. But I don't think that it's going to be some, you know, some like U.S. white dude. You know, I think it's going to be somebody who can convince people that he's Jesus, you know.
But even if he was a Jew, I mean, obviously, couldn't a Jew become the president hypothetically?
Yeah, but he's going to be like a spiritual leader. He's going to be like, I just can't see like a politician or someone who's becoming the U.S. president being like a spiritual leader of that caliber, where he's got to be seen as a really spiritual guy if he's going to claim to be Christ. I mean, obviously it's hard to know how this is all going to play out.
I can see where Pastor Shelley's coming from. I kind of believe he'll probably be Jewish, just because, you know, Jesus said, I came in my Father's name and you receive me not, another shall come in his own name and him you will receive. And then Daniel talks about the fact that he's not going to regard the God of his fathers. So to me, it kind of seems like they're going to be kind of like a Jewish descent. But I guess I think about where it says, you know, it's talking about the seven-headed dragon with 10 horns. It says one of the heads was wounded to death. And it seems like the heads are represented as kings. So I can understand the idea of it being like a king, like a leader that's killed. And then obviously he comes back to life. So I can understand that as far as I'm thinking it's like a world leader. But I'm not here to say I know for sure who, you know, like if it's going to be like an American leader, is it going to be like a leader over there? Is it, you know, or is it going to be like a general? Is it going to be
someone? I think he's going to be a world leader, but that he's going to be a spiritual leader too. You know, he has to be, you know, I mean, that's the way I see it.
What about the false prophet, though? Who's that?
I mean, my dad always thought that Billy Graham would be the false prophet. Because, you know, Billy Graham was just so popular with everyone. And that if he pointed to the Antichrist and said, this is the guy, a lot of people would listen to him, you know. So my dad really was surprised when Billy Graham just got old and died, because he thought, like, this is the false prophet. So I think that the false prophet's probably going to be a Billy Graham-like character, like a preacher that's just universally loved, a really popular, universally popular preacher who's going to be the one who's able to convince everybody, hey, this is Jesus, you know, this is who we should be worshiping, you know, about the Antichrist. And obviously the elect will not be deceived, but
I've always kind of thought that the Antichrist is going to be someone who's also not just like some puppet. Like Biden's just a guy that's got like no character, no emotion. Like the guy is just so bland and like, I don't know. I've never met anyone who actually likes him. Like even Democrats don't like him or whatever.
The vote was for Trump or against Trump, basically.
That's right. But I see someone more like, you know, Trump, I can see how people get behind him in some aspects. And there's a lot of people who don't like him either. Or like a Putin, right? Someone who like has a little bit of charisma and kind of can show some qualities that people can get behind. And I think the Antichrist is going to be even more so like just a very charismatic person that's going to get a very great, you know, a big crowd swelling. Like, I mean, you know, Adolf Hitler had a lot of people following him and cheering and supporting and you know, the German nationalism that you know, a lot of people were in support of him as a charismatic guy, you know, when he came to power. And there's other world leaders, I think, throughout time that kind of exhibit similar traits. And I've just seen the Antichrist as going to be someone who's going to be able to get a lot of people behind him and not just be a puppet, but be more like the
I think that you know, I just don't think that the end times are really going to be centered on the United States. That's part of why I even believe in, you know, what I taught in our film Babylon USA, because if the USA is Babylon, it's like Babylon's coming up at the very end as like an afterthought, like, oh, it came into remembrance before God to give unto the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. I just don't believe that the U.S. is the big center or focus of the events in the book of Revelation. I feel like most of it's happening on the other side of the world. And then that's why he has to have like a special punishment in Revelation 18 for the U.S. That's kind of the way that I think about it. So,
well, I mean, I agree with you in the sense that I don't think the action's going to be in America, but that could still give credence to the fact that it's a United States president in a sense. Like, and I'm not saying that I believe that for sure. I'm just saying hypothetically, I don't believe it's going to be a Joe Biden where he's, you know, dead on the inside and outside. It would be someone that has a lot of charisma and everybody in America kind of supports, but like, he's going to be having all the action be in the Middle East and be in obviously these other territories where he's gone forth to conquer. And, you know, that's going to be the epicenter of action is going to be the Middle East, Jerusalem specifically. I do think that it's possible he's not Jewish, and I don't know, but like with Antiochus Epiphanes, and you have basically the fact that it's the time of the Gentiles, I think it's possible that he wouldn't even be a Jew necessarily. And that he kind of like, he's still going to maybe gain the favor of the Jews initially through flattery and everything like that. But then he's going to come in and just basically be like, well, I'm God. And then just, you know, forsake all the Jewish religion, whether he was a Jew or not.
You're definitely, you're right about the fact that he doesn't have to be a Jew, because especially because it depends on what you mean by Jew, because the word Jew has so many definitions. Are we talking ethnic? Are we talking religion? Are we, you know, what does that even mean to be a Jew, right? So I totally agree with you. And obviously, yes, the Roman Emperor and Antiochus Epiphanes both foreshadow the Antichrist, and they're obviously an outsider, non-Jewish. But here's the thing about the Antichrist. The Antichrist is going to be somebody everybody likes. So take a U.S. president that's really likable and charismatic, okay, like Bill Clinton or Barack Obama or something. Charismatic, likable, but John F. Kennedy, did you say? Dave Berzins, you're muted, Brother Berzins.
Yeah, JFK.
Or JFK or something. But here's the thing about those people. When a U.S. president's like, quote unquote, popular or liked, or, you know, America is so divided, they're usually hated by half the country. Like, because like Ronald Reagan was pretty popular, but yet there's a lot of people that really hated Ronald Reagan. And obviously there are a lot of people who hated Barack Obama. I can't really think of any off the top of my head that hated Obama, but like, you know, there were tons of people who hated Clinton. Like, name one U.S. president that everybody likes, because, you know, they're all hated by half the country. So it has to be somebody that everybody likes. How could that be either a Republican or a Democrat?
Well, it could be like a George Washington figure. Like, you know, America's not in our current climate. You're going to be like a 50-50, it seems like, no matter what, just because you have so much dynamically opposed opinions of the left and the right and everything like that. But if we did go through some kind of a revolution, you know, in our country where we pretty much go way to the left or way to the right or something like that, and then you basically have someone rise out of that climate as kind of a leader that's real charismatic and bringing the economy back great or something, and then just, you know, as a real likable figure, it's plausible. I don't know.
Think my point is, it's pretty hard to succeed in politics or get without like pissing off a huge part of the population, because it's just, you have to kind of take sides on issues and you're going to make people mad and stuff. So it seems like, I don't know, it just doesn't seem like somebody who's going to climb the ranks politically or get voted into office, because they'd be too contentious of a person.
Well, see, I always thought that too.
That's probably why you're gonna have war. I mean, the war is gonna play a big part of it. So people are able to put aside politics during wars. Mm-hmm. And you get a strong leader, you could get the whole country behind someone and put aside all the political nonsense and say, no, we need this person, you know. And that's, I think, where they're gonna start to come into that power, is gonna be through more of a war of leading, you know, kind of gaining some nationalism and national pride behind your great strong leader going into a battle. And then from there, just being able to have more influence over a much larger portion of people.
That's a good one.
Because it's not about just some stupid politics.
Well, it seems like the unsaved, though, are getting like way less logical and just the sense that of our country, like we're calling men women here, and like things are just so crazy that like after the baby boomer generation and people that grew up in like a normal society have like passed on, and our culture is just so like calling good evil and whatever. If the majority of our population is like the left for whatever reason, I could see how they just all hook, line, and sinker. Because I mean, there's going to be strong delusion that they believe a lie, that they just all love this charismatic leader. And those that are saved are just like, everyone's taking crazy pills. I mean, everybody's just like psycho. And there's no way to convince them that, you know, the Antichrist is legitimate. They would never believe it because they're saved.
I think what we're seeing now, part of what we're seeing now is the, like with all the craziness that you're talking about, a lot of that just comes from idleness. I mean, we're headed towards Sodom because we've got abundance of bread and just abundance of idleness, and people can just complain and argue about the stupidest things because they don't actually have to work real hard and you know, struggle to survive because you've got everything handed to you. So now it's just, you're kind of devolving into this self-centered, you know, idolatrous, wicked, sinful nation, but we're still going to be split until things come to a head. And that's why I really think that war is going to be just the only thing that's going to really going to bring unsaved people from both sides of the spectrum together to be behind any one person.